Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brosnan. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brosnan. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reese strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Amoros batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Amoros takes first base on ball 4. Gilliam moves to second. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Furillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker catches it and throws to second with Banks covering, to double up Gilliam. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fondi strikes out. 1 out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hook moves to second. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Brosnan covering, for the out. 2 outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drysdale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wysenant hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chitty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam strikes out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Amaras is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Amaras hits a line drive into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brosnan strikes out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gilliam. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Furillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Brosnan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Amaras. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Pete Wysenant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wysenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wysenant takes first base on ball 4. Irvin moves to second. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0 for 1 in the game. Chitty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. Irvin moves to third. Two outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Drysdale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Erskine pinch runs for Rube Walker. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Drysdale is 0 for 1 in the game. Drysdale bunts towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Erskine moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Campanella now catching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gilliam. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Gene Baker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Amoros is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Amoros hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Reese. The throw from Chiti and he is out, Baker applying the tag. 2 outs. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Furillo. Morin reaches second base with a double. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin bunts towards the mound. Drysdale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morin moves to third. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wisenhunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wisenhunt hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Harry Chetty. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Irvin moves to second. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Campanella fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Campanella. Irvin moves to third. Jim King pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Jim King is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. King strikes out. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hoke hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2. Cubs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ken Lehman now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Monty Irvin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Monty Irvin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Irvin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin is walked intentionally. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it and throws to home to get Banks. Morin moves to third. Irvin moves to second. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Morin scores. Irvin moves to third. Wisenant moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Vito Valentinetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentinetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reese is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.